The word today is surprise. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. There are unexpected events in life which may give us great joy. There were also many times when the followers of Jesus were overjoyed, but never so thoroughly as when he rose from the dead. Here to explain further is Bible educator Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Surprise.
All of us have experienced in life surprises, whether good or bad. Of course, we'd love to have a variety of good surprises and to avoid every bad surprise. That's really not how life works. We usually get a mix of both. There are times, however, when things stick in our mind as being exceptional in terms of their intensity as surprises. If a loved one suddenly dies of an ailment that was undiscovered, or perhaps they had a heart attack or a stroke and they were taken suddenly, or a little child being killed suddenly, this can be tremendously shocking to us, and it can cause us to go into a depression, or it can cause us to question God. These are very, very heavy things in life. But there is one thing that should offset all the bad surprises we have ever had, and that is the shocking reality, the fantastic joy we're going to have when we are raised to life in new glorious bodies, just as Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. The account of Jesus' resurrection is quite fascinating, and the one I'm going to read for us today is in John chapter 20. It has Mary Magdalene at the tomb looking for where she suspects they have taken the body of Jesus, not realizing he's been raised. And she talks to a man whom she thinks is the gardener, and she says this: "They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but did not realize it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Instead, go to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Can you imagine a greater positive, shocking event than seeing the Lord Jesus raised from the dead? What's interesting about it is that he predicted this. He said this plainly two or three times at least, where he discussed his death and resurrection with the apostles, but it seems that they weren't able to fully comprehend or to accept it, and they still believed that once he died, that was the end. So it was just thrilling to see that Jesus knew what he was talking about, that he really was coming back to life. Mary is so excited by this that in verse 16 and 17 of John 20, she throws herself at Jesus' feet. And you can just imagine her holding on to Jesus, and Jesus has to instruct her, "Don't continue holding on to me." In the Greek, the word is, "Don't continue clinging to me." And then he says something else that's really surprising and really shocking, I'm sure, to her. And he says that, "I have not yet returned to the Father." In other words, there is a hint that he is going to be leaving. He's not going to be sticking around. Now, can you imagine a much more exciting but also confusing event as Jesus is raised from the dead. And then as you're thinking, oh, yes, yes, we finally have him back and maybe he'll stay forever. And then he says, well, I'm going to be leaving. That would be shocking. Of course, later, about 50 days later from this resurrection event, he makes good on his promise to send the Holy Spirit. And you can read about that in the book of Acts, that is the Acts of the Apostles. And in the second chapter, it talks about the Holy Spirit coming, which was another positive, sensational day. We're going to think for a moment about the positive effect, the fantastic thing about Jesus' surprise resurrection, so to speak. And one of the things he does when he appears to his disciples following that Easter morning is that he says to them, peace be with you. Now, of course, there's another surprising thing that takes place. They're behind locked doors for fear of the Jews, and he appears among them. That's also very surprising. And once they are calmed down, Jesus says, peace be to you. So he extends this spiritual grace, this peace of God to them. Now, that was a standard greeting for the Jews, peace be to you. But now it's invested with an entirely different meaning, a whole nother level of inner peace when you know that Jesus has been raised from the dead. So there's all kinds of surprises happening in John chapter 20 with the resurrection of Jesus. And I really want you to take your time and look through that chapter and let it sink in, the profundity, the magnitude of how incredibly awesome the resurrection of Jesus is. And what else is interesting is that Jesus then sends us. This is another surprise on that Easter day. He says to his followers in verse 22 of John chapter 20, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. He tells them, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. That's another shocking surprise. Everyone thought, well, here, Jesus is back to stay. He's going to continue his ministry. It'll be wonderful. And instead, he's saying, no, the task is being handed over to you. You are going to go and be my liaison to the world. And here's a surprise for you who's listening to me today. That wasn't just meant for that original dozen men. Jesus' sending extends to all who believe in his name. Everyone who is a Christian is now given the gift of the Holy Spirit of God and is sent just as the original apostles were. Something in John chapter 20 that's not so surprising is the person whom we have come to know as Doubting Thomas. It doesn't surprise me that he doubted. Doubting is easy. Anyone can doubt. It doesn't take any particular skill or intelligence to doubt what you've been told. In fact, there's millions of people in the world that, because they don't see it with their eyes, don't believe the gospel. I think that's rather foolish. We have eyewitness accounts of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, credible people, including doctors of the day, and they're telling us that this has happened. And just because you weren't there, you're doubting it? I don't think that's tremendously intellectual, or I don't think it's a great argument for doubting the Gospels. And so Doubting Thomas, I think, has been included in the gospel story, in the resurrection account, as evidence that it's not a great thing. It's not tremendously an asset to you to doubt. Anybody can do it. What's amazing, what's wonderful, is that a person can believe even though they didn't witness the event. And this is what Jesus comments on when he says in verse 29, after he has shown Thomas the physical evidence of the scars in his hands and his side, Jesus said, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Well, that's us. That's the individuals who weren't on the scene at the time. We're tremendously blessed because we have faith in Jesus Christ, know him as our Lord and Savior, and we've never laid eyes on him. But we will. That's the greatest surprise that we anticipate, is the resurrection day, the day that we'll be glorified and given bodies similar to Christ, free from sin, the day that we conquer death and Satan and all those temptations that plague us. We're really looking forward to that. That's what Jesus wants us to anticipate. In our family, we don't try to hold surprises and then just open up and spring these surprises on people and just try to take them, as they say, by surprise. Instead, we tell future plans, good things that we intend to do, because it's fun to think about it. It's fun to anticipate what's going to come. And then we together will look forward to doing this. Well, Jesus also wants us to know the greatest surprise we're ever going to have is the resurrection from the dead. It's going to be fantastic. And he has told us ahead of time that if we put our faith in him and receive him as our Lord and Savior, this event is going to happen for us. I look forward to that, and I hope you look forward to that. It's going to be a fantastic day, the day of our resurrection, and the beginning of life eternal with Jesus. It'll be far, far better than any other surprise you've ever had in life. And the best part is, we get to think about it ahead of time, and we get to anticipate it. Jesus' resurrection brings so many great things into our life, not the least of which is that certainty of life everlasting.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Good Works. We are not given a free pass to heaven by simply doing good things here on earth, but there is a high priority for God's people to do good works. So write today for your free copy of Good Works. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.